Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast. My name is Stephanie, and I'm the program assistant for the program, and today's topic is Help, I'm in a Slump. So for today's podcast, we have two very important guests, which happen to be two of our mentors, and we have Gabe and Luis. So if you two could just please introduce yourselves, give us your name, your major, your college, and possibly something interesting that you did this weekend.
Hey y'all, my name is Gabriel. I am a marine biology major for Marshall College, and this weekend I went to UCLA for my orgs conference.
What was the conference about?
It was for Hermanos Unidos, which is a community group that focuses on the retention of Latino males.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like empowerment. I sincerely appreciate the space.
Nice. Was it fun?
It was fun, yeah. It was very helpful.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Luis. I'm also a marine bio major from MIR. I'm a second year. And one fun thing I did this weekend was I went to LA to the Broad Museum, which was pretty cool.
Oh my god, that was amazing. Did you also go to LACMA?
No.
Oh no, it's okay. The Broad is it's a good museum. Did you take a picture with the big table and the chair and everything?
Oh yeah,
like the balloon animals. Like
I always want to go under it, but they don't let you, right?
No.
Do they let you walk under it?
Yeah, walk through it and take a video and everything.
Oh snap! Never mind. I guess it changed. I went like 2 years ago, but yay! Fun things for the weekend, right? To de-stress, kind of just let loose and get away from the quarter.
Yeah.
Or UCSD right before finals. It's week 9, so I can imagine how stressful it can be. But thank you for your intros, and they are 2XL mentors, so if you ever want to hit them up, they're on our website. So to get right to the nitty of what we're going to be talking about, today's topic is Help, I'm in a Slump. And what that basically means is we all have bad days or, you know, bad moments in life where, for us who happen to go to UCSD, which is very competitive, it's a quarter system, it can be exhausting at times, just trying to handle academics and personal life. Sometimes people can be in a slump. And that slump doesn't necessarily have to be bad and doesn't necessarily have to be good, but to each their own, it can mean whatever it may mean. So since we have two students that are going through the UC system and working for Oasis and are a mentor and have their own things going on, I just want to ask you, like, what does a slump mean for you? And have you ever experienced a slump here at UCSD? I know, Gabe, you're in your fourth year.
Yeah.
And Luis, you're in your third year. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from UCSD, so I know I had more than one slump. Bounce back up. But how has that been for you?
Yeah, I think, like, you also had a couple slumps myself.
Yeah.
I feel that currently right now, my fourth year, it's winter quarter. I feel like I'm kind of going through one right now. It's kind of rough. Like, I've become a commuter this year, so it's like 4 hours of my life has been like on the trolley and the bus.
Yeah.
Kind of contributes to that. And also academically, you know, getting to harder classes, and I've kind of done all the fun classes I wanted to do, so it's kind of like I need to do the ones I need to graduate, which is the ones I've been putting off, so I'm taking those right now. Totally fun. And also I've picked up a lot more responsibilities, so I feel like a combination of all of that has kind of contributed to like the slump for this quarter.
Yeah. Well, how does a typical day look for you? I mean, you did say that you took the fun classes already.
Yeah.
But you're taking the more challenging ones, and you took on more responsibilities. So, and you commute.
Yeah.
So can you kind of guide us through a day?
So, I usually take like 2 hours to get ready. So I wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I leave my house by 7 to catch the bus by 7:30. And then I commute. Takes about like 1:40 or almost 2 hours to get to UCSD. Usually have class at 10, and then 10 to 11, I'm in class. And then 11 to 12, I commute down to Scripps or have another class. And if I have to get early, I go to my lab that I volunteer in, and I volunteer and help out with what I need. It usually takes like 1 to 2 to 3 hours. And after that, I go to class, and then if I have work with a student, I commute back to campus, and I have work. And then usually I would leave campus like around 6 or 7, and I'd get home like around 8 or 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then when do you do homework, or when do you take care of yourself?
Lately I haven't been doing the best with that. I've been saving it for the weekend, usually when I take care of myself. When I get home like around 8 or 9, I usually take like 1 hour to like debrief my day, to kind of just like relax, get comfortable, and then I do work from like 10 to whenever I feel tired.
Okay. And you say that you're experiencing a slump now.
Yeah.
So how is, like, what do you feel when you're feeling that and having to go through this whole process of your agenda and having to get it done?
In the beginning, it wasn't too bad. I was like, oh, this is like a new schedule I can get used to. But after a while, it's kind of like repetition.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish I could sleep in a little bit more or like have more time for work. Right now, it's kind of tiring to do all of that. And I feel like the thing I have is constant anxiety because I have a bunch of deadlines. And it's like, if I get something added new to my schedule, it's kind of like hard to find time because I kind of already don't have time.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of just becomes like a constant mood.
Okay.
So like after midterms or assignments, like that week is when I have like, you know, not so the bad of a slump. But yeah, so when I have deadlines or assignments, like midterms, like on in a certain week, it can just hit me really hard. And I feel like that's when I feel it the most.
Okay. And you're feeling that now?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing though. And honestly, it's not always the best, but you gotta keep moving, right?
Yeah, like it has to be done, so.
Yeah. Luis, have you experienced a slump or anything of the sort?
Yeah, the first time I experienced it was in the beginning of my second year. It was first quarter, so coming back from like summer from not really studying or anything.
It can get hard to get back in the rhythm, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Especially since like back then I didn't have a major or anything in mind, so like I didn't really feel motivated to study because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I was like that most of the quarter, and like couldn't get a job because like I applied and I got rejected from one job.
Oh, okay.
Which was HDH.
Uh-huh.
Which I found it really weird because like everybody gets in.
Oh, okay.
And then so I couldn't get a job, and I was just like at home. Like I didn't feel motivated because I had no motivation. I don't know. Nothing was exciting me to study and like be on top of my work.
Yeah.
Eventually, I got a job again from HDH. They were just, I guess, picky because I missed my interview during the summer. But, like, they're the ones that called me late. Like, they called me, like, 25 minutes late when, like, it was supposed to be at 1:30 and at 2.
Mm-hmm.
To be somewhere by 2-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they didn't call, so I just...
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a job. But, like, eventually, I got all fixed up because, like, I had another interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I mean, that helped a little in terms of, like, because I was interacting more, putting more on my plate, like, distracting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up going to, like, the Career Services Center and, like, getting advice on, like, what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I chose a major, and that's when I decided, oh, like, all right, I have a goal, like, I actually kind of want to study now.
Yeah.
Instead of just being in my room all day, like, taking naps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So even though you were taking classes, but you didn't have a major,
mm-hmm.
that was kind of like a, what am I doing, right? Like, what am I working towards?
Yeah.
Is kind of like how you felt?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Didn't really feel like something worth, like, it didn't motivate me enough to continue.
Okay.
And then I was coming back from summer, which I felt even more lazy because, like,
yeah.
I haven't studied in a while.
Yeah, and then having welcome week and all that, just kind of like, I'm a second year, I'm getting back into the rhythm of things, but I'm older, I know more people, I can go out more, right?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Okay. How was it going into career services and, like, actually deciding on a major?
Well, at first it was weird because, like, I went and, like, I didn't feel like I still didn't know what I wanted to do. Because I didn't choose a major right away.
Uh-huh.
Like, they gave me a list of stuff and, like, things, like, based on what I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, like, that sounds cool. And, like, well, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, eventually, like, after talking with more friends and, like, them telling me what I'm into, like, based on what they see, they're like, marine bio sounds like you would enjoy it.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, you're right, maybe, I don't know, not sure.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, eventually, like, I did more researching and I actually found it interesting.
Okay. And how are the classes for you now?
They're all right.
Yeah.
They're the intro classes, so, like, I'm not super engaged because, like, I feel like they throw a lot of material. Kind of want to just be in a class where, like, it focuses on, like, specific things.
Okay. And how are you feeling right now in the quarter? You're a third year.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, winter quarter?
I feel a lot better compared to last quarter. Last quarter, I also had a little slump because, like, I started commuting also. So I had to move off campus.
Okay.
And I just feel tired, like, every day because, like, I had to wake up earlier
mm-hmm.
and commute back home
mm-hmm.
and study.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, being on campus where you just finish class, go home, take a nap or study.
Yeah.
go to the dining hall, you don't have to cook, because, I mean, there's food.
True.
And then, like, it was just a lot more, like, adding stuff to my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it took a lot of time based on what I was doing, mm-hmm. but it was still the same amount of classes, just with extra stuff I wasn't used to.
Yeah, yeah. And how is it this quarter now?
Well, this quarter I got the hang of it, like, I have my own, like, rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually meal prep, like, a few days before,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have to worry about it during the week.
Yeah.
I feel like I was meal prepping every day, so, like, I had to do for the next day, and it was just, like,
mm-hmm.
a lot. And then now I just stay, I spend more time at guys, because, like, seeing people study makes me want to study, so
yeah.
I just end up studying more productively
yeah.
than if I'm at home in a room alone.
Mm-hmm. And then since you're going back, at least, like, when I lived off campus, I know that when we get to my apartment, it's like, okay, I can sleep
mm-hmm.
and just be in my bed, and it'll kind of distract me, right? But do you like living off campus?
Oh, yeah,
or?
I enjoy it a lot more.
Okay.
It's like school stays at school.
Yeah.
You go home and it's like, you
yeah.
don't worry about school no more. Like.
Well, yeah, well, you both commute.
Yeah.
So you get to have that distinction, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Luis, since you said that you were kind of like in a slump, what is it, last year, right,
both,
because of your major?
Fall quarters, actually.
Both? Oh.
It's always, like, the fall quarter, like, for some reason for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cultural thing at UCSD to have, like, a bad runner quarter.
Yeah. Winter or fall?
Winter.
So for you, it was fall. For you, it's winter.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think there's, like, a difference there, though?
In my opinion, I feel it's, like, the lack of things to do. Because I feel fall quarter has, like, holidays, like, you know, like, Welcome Week, or, like, Halloween, or, like, Thanksgiving, or, like,
Christmas. That's true.
Winter quarter, there's nothing winter quarter. And then spring quarter, there's, like, sun god and, like, summer to look forward to.
Oh, okay.
I feel like winter quarter is just, like, rain.
Honestly,
and cold.
Yeah.
And the cold.
Yeah, it's been raining and it's been cold this quarter. Okay. And for you, why do you think it's fall?
For me, it's more like coming back and having to start all over again. Like,
yeah.
It's nice not doing much in terms of, like, because the quarter goes by really fast, and, like,
mm-hmm.
you go from, like, the summer from, like, chilling or, like, having a part-time job, and it's, like, not so stressing to, like, you get here and, like, next thing you know, like, you're a week away from midterms again.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, just kind of getting back into the rhythm of things, right? How you said earlier. I think when I was a student, I had a slump every quarter. Because, like, how you just mentioned, like, fall quarter, you come back in, but then there's so much going on that you have to time manage very well. And then winter quarter, it's cold, there's not much going on, and midterms and everything. And then spring quarter, there's so many events on campus, and, like, you just want to not do school because you're living with your friends or whatever it is. So I feel like slumps are very common. Especially, like, you said you're in one now.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Luis, right now?
I feel like I'm pretty okay right now.
That's good, yeah. And slumps aren't bad, but I think they're, like, a way to, like, make us, like, have a reality check, too,
yeah.
right? Like, oh, snap, I should probably do this, or not procrastinate as much, or time manage better.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you two find yourself through navigating that and actually, like, feeling, like, okay, I'm out of the slump now.
That's a good question. do you have anything?
I don't even know when I get out. Or like.
Yeah, because, like, oh. Like, I guess there isn't necessarily a, like, oh, I'm out of the slump.
No.
But, like, when do you feel like you're doing better and, like, you're not feeling like you're not doing okay?
I feel for me, because I like to make lists. Like, I feel like that's how
Same.
I stay on top of things.
Yeah.
So whenever I have a list and I cross things off, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Or because I plan ahead. And I feel like having, like, little small victories, little small successes, I feel like it's kind of what gets me out of the slump.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel it's just, like, the piling on of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I don't feel like that, you know, creeping, like, anxiety or, like, feel of need that I can't be restful,
yeah.
I feel that's when I'm out of it. So it's like, oh, like, I'm actually chilling. Like, the first time in, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of how I feel that I'm out of it.
Yeah, okay. Like, when you're getting things done, and, like, okay,
yeah.
that's done, check. I can move on to something else. And then you're like, I don't have anything to do. Let me watch Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. What about you, Luis?
I feel like for me, it's a similar experience. It's like, whenever midterms come up and I actually start studying, like,
yeah.
I have to study, I realize, like, I feel productive. Like, I'm not just not wanting to do anything. It's not like that I want to, I have to.
I get it.
So that's when I, like, that's when I start feeling productive. So I'm like, all right, I'm getting out, I think, I hope. And then, I mean, after I'm done with, like, the midterms, I go back to, like, chilling. But, like, I still feel productive because I'm like, oh, I did that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I feel also like it's like an ego boost or like a burst of self-esteem. I feel like whenever I'm in a slump, I feel like I'm not feeling well, therefore I feel I don't look well, therefore I feel like I'm like disappointing people. But I feel like when I'm out of it, I'm like, you know what, I'm good, I'm such a great person, like doing all these things. So it feels also like a mood thing for me.
You're right. And you also mentioned anxiety earlier, right? Yeah. Just kind of like feeling like I have so much to do, and like I also got to take care of myself. And I do agree, it is a boost, an ego boost, because like, okay, I'm done, I'm good. I feel like if you're good in school, then everything else just kind of like falls through, at least for students at UCSD. What is it like, what does self-care look for both of you? Because obviously being in a slump can sometimes mean that you're in a slump, you know, you're not feeling at your 100%. How does that look for both of you?
Self-care, or like...
Self-care.
Okay. I guess for me, it's more like I go out to eat for self-care. Like, I just eat. Like, I find a new place, and I'm like, oh, that looks good.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Nice.
Or I just stay at home and I watch Netflix, and like, I don't socialize with people, which is like... nice. Like, at times I don't want to be around people, I just want to chill and be like covered in my blankets and watching TV.
Oh my god, that sounds good right now. And you, Gabe?
I feel like whenever I go out with friends and plan things, I feel like whenever like I'm like stressed out, I kind of don't like to plan things. I feel it's like, oh, like I need to focus on my work right now. So I feel like I am totally, like, blanking out at the moment. Lost my train of thought. But, it's okay. Yeah, so, like, when I treat myself, it's, like, I like to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm, like, stressed out, I feel like I don't... I always go for, like, the fast option.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of don't... Like, should I eat, like, a burger or, like, spinach? And I'm, like, obviously a burger because I need, like, you know, that food.
Yeah.
I feel like treating myself to, like, you know, like, a light salad or, like, an acai bowl, you know, something
nice.
Like...
Yeah.
No, those like trendy foods.
Yeah.
That's totally how I like treat myself.
Nice. Same. I think the Netflix one is a good one. When you actually have time to just kind of like do something that you enjoy, and just being done with school. I think always when it's finals week and I'm done with that last final, I'm like, I'm free. I can do whatever I want now. But.
Oh, yeah, best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Like, sleep deprived, have to sleep. Like,
yeah.
You're smart because you're done.
Or like you're done with that 12 p.m. final, you can go home and just sleep. Or just like eat or do whatever that you want.
Yeah, I've had assignments that have been due like at midnight. So I'm like working at it all until like 11:58. And when I click submit, I'm like, I'm free.
Now I'm going to watch Netflix for like 4 hours, right? Yeah. So Gabe, you're a fourth year. How has it been different transitioning from your third year to your fourth year?
My third to my fourth year. I don't know. I feel like I'm a lot more involved in my major. I feel like my second year was taking all like the prereq classes, and I was like, okay, it's like general ed or like lower division intro classes. So I'm like just getting like, you know, a sample of all different topics. And I feel like my third year, I was kind of, like, taking the steps to get more involved. And I feel like now I'm, like, in my final, like, evolution stage. I'm, like, I'm kind of, like, in it. Like, I'm living what I wanted to do with my major.
Yeah.
Wow, I really need caffeine this morning. I'm, like, totally out of it. But, yeah, I feel like the difference between my third and fourth year is that my fourth year, I feel like I kind of belong in my classes. Mm. Like, in my field of study. I know, like, professors now because I've been in, like, the pool for a while. So I feel, like, the sense of belonging in my classes. And it's, like, you know, I'm, like, top of the food chain, I guess, academically. So I feel like it's just, like, belonging where I'm at and feeling that I belong.
Yeah. And you, Luis? Now, I guess, from your second year to your third year?
I feel like I have my life a little more together now compared to my second year. Just for the fact that, like, I do have a major, I'm working towards a goal. I live off campus, so I don't know, it makes me feel more like I'm an adult now instead of, like, be on campus.
Yeah, yeah.
I am starting to get more involved with, like, my major.
Mm-hmm.
I recently started volunteering, which was something new.
Oh, what are you volunteering in?
I'm just cleaning corals.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then I haven't started, but I'm in the lab already, so, like...
Like, it's a start.
Yeah,
you're
it's
there.
A start. Like, the paperwork's done. I just need to start.
Yeah, okay,
so it's
cool.
Not, like, it's not happening no more.
Congrats, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Whose lab are you working in?
Dimitri.
Oh, yeah. Biofluorescence, right? Yeah.
Networking, y'all.
Super important.
Uh-huh. Sorry, Luis.
That's fine. But yeah, I'm sorry, what's the question?
That your transition from your second year to your third year.
Yes. I feel like it wasn't that bad. It sounded more scarier at the end of my second year. I was like, next year, like, off campus. Like,
yeah.
More major classes. Which I'm, like, still taking. Last year was just, like, GEs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lower divs. Now
mm-hmm.
I'm actually starting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Just getting the hang of everything.
Exactly. And I think it's, like, you can't really ever fully prepare. You just kind of have to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because whatever you went through your second year, I'm pretty sure you were stressing out about it. And then it's like, oh, I'm done. And then it's your third year, and you're going through it. And then once you're done, you're done. And I was like, you're in your fourth year, for example. But, yeah, like, it's not too bad,
yeah,
I guess.
I feel powerful. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, having all these responsibilities and, like, having to be time efficient.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't got time for foolishness. Like, I have to get stuff done.
And you do. You all do, which is why you're all here. Do you think there's a way, last question, to avoid the slump?
I feel like, as much as it doesn't, like, feel comfortable to be in it, I feel like it's really helpful. I feel like going through that experience, like, you learn a lot about yourself, like how to take care of yourself and how to manage, like, your life. Yeah, like, looking back at all my slumps that I've had in the past, I feel like they've kind of molded who I am now. So I feel like going through it isn't the best experience, but if you need to, like, experience, you know, growth, it's obviously for the better.
That's interesting, because I wouldn't think that something that could be bad could actually help you, but you're right, right? What about you, Luis? Do you think you can avoid the slump?
I don't think you can. I feel like in the quarter system, you get tired eventually at one point. You need a break, and that's where you're, like, slump. Like,
yeah.
You're trying to get yourself back together, which I feel like is totally normal at times, because, I mean, it's understandable. Like, you're a student,
mm-hmm.
there's so much going on. Like, you need a little break. But as long as you, like, don't take it excessively, like,
yeah,
don't go to classes or do any homework, then I feel like that's when it's a little worrisome.
Yeah.
But as long as, like, if you're slumped, but, like, you're still doing work, like, still doing it, even if you're doing it, like, last minute, like,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like it's normal, you need a little break, and then you just bounce back and, like, get a whole new start.
Yeah.
And it looks different for everyone, too.
Exactly, yeah. What are some pointers, I guess, now that you all are older than our audience?
I like to talk to people about it,
because
I feel like whenever I'm really stressed out, I tend to, like, you know, huddle myself into, like, a little ball of, like, emotions and, like, say, like, oh, I got this, you know. But sometimes, like, it's okay to not have it,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like, communicate and just, like, talk to people. Like, yo, like, I'm not feeling so well, or, like, yo, like, this class sucks. So, yeah, I feel like the people that I've reached out to, they really helped me, like, get over that feeling. Or also just, like, having solidarity and being in a slump. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, yo, like, these classes are terrible. And someone's like, yo, me too.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like...
I'm not alone.
Yeah, it's like comfort and discomfort.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You, Luis, any pointers?
Yeah, I still feel like it's good to communicate with people.
Yeah.
I guess it's different for everybody who you communicate with.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to communicate with my mom a lot of times when I'm tired. I'm like, Mom, like... I'm tired, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, she just gives me advice. I mean, not that she's been to college or anything, like, she's never experienced it. She's like,
she grounds you. Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, I also tell friends, and, like, it's nice to also hear, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm tired too. Like,
mm-hmm.
this class is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, just, like, random people in class, like, you're sitting down, and, like, you just ask them how the class is going, and it's like, oh, I hate this class. I'm like,
that's actually how I made a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this class sucks. And they're like, yeah, what's up? Want to make a study group?
Or also, hey, I love this class. You want to make a study group,
yeah,
right? Yeah, yeah. It's like finding those people and, like, finding that solidarity, how you said, and just communicating. Always reaching out to your mentors if you need to talk to someone. But, yeah, slumps can suck.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're necessary, how you said, like, they kind of make you who you are, and make you realize, like, your potential in some way. But also, how, Luis, how you mentioned, like, it, like, if you procrastinate or if you're feeling like if you're in a slump or anything like that, but knowing your limit, like, just don't stop going to class. Maybe procrastinate a little bit, but get your shit done, basically, right? So, any last pointers on, like, what a slump has been for you or how to avoid it? Because these are all second-year students. They're in their winter quarter. They're about to go into their last quarter for their second year. And it's going to be a fun quarter. Spring quarter is always the funnest, I feel like it is. But, yeah, anything else that y'all want to tell them?
Just trust the process.
Yes, trust the process.
And it's like, if you feel you're not doing enough, just know that you're doing your best.
Yes.
Like, there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't always have to be at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's a big thing that I wish I would have, like, really taken into consideration, like, my second year.
Yeah. Do your best and trust the process.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine, right?
Because
people that actually try, like, you're trying for something.
I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And just, like, some ways to get out of the motivation slump. Surround yourself with like-minded people. So, again, reach out to your mentors, connect with that person in class, or, you know, talk to your parents. That always helped me, at least, you know, just kind of, like, venting to my mom and, like, Mom, I'm not doing well, and crying, and then, like, you gotta do it. You got this, you know? Planning everything, making lists, which you both mentioned, just kind of, like, figuring it out. And taking care of yourself. Self-care is really important, however that may look for you. And a slump doesn't have to be... If you need that slump to, like, take care of yourself, you know, then use it. But just motivating yourself and being there for yourself, I think, is a really important thing to think about. So the topic today is help, I'm in a slump, but acknowledging that you're in a slump and then doing something about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So any last pointers before we close off the podcast?
Yeah, I feel like we talked about it. Yeah.
I do too. Well, to close it off, some announcements that we have going on. Oasis is open on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. So if you all need a space to study, you can use that. And it'll also be open finals week until midnight. So if you need a room or if you need just a small office for yourself to work in, feel free to use that. We have the career services drop-in hours on Thursdays from 11 to 12 in Oasis Room 330 with Andres. So if you have any questions about that, make sure to utilize that. And yeah, we have the men's group this Friday, so make sure to check that out. And a tentative workshop for week 10. So thank you all for tuning in. And again, reach out to people. Speak to people. We're all here for you. Have a good day.